Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! All right, all right. Thanks for tuning in. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz. Thanks again, thanks again. Just to let y'all know, I just barely made it. Just got here. Boy, I tell you, God is good. God is good all the time. God is good. All right, well, I talked about it yesterday, woke up this morning and seen there was protesters all on the street talking about, he's not my president. Wow. Wow is all I can say because, I mean, that's just crazy. It's not even crazy. Like I said yesterday, people are mad. They're upset. Nobody wants that man being the president. You know he times is before us, but it's written in the Bible. So,
to be fulfilled.
Anyway, I just want to thank you all again for tuning in. And to all those, like I say, I need advice when it comes to different things that's going on. I'll let you know shortly. But I just want to give you the number where you can call in and you can listen. It's 323-642-1559. Please call in, email me at mcassociates, the number 4. ALL@gmail.com. So hopefully everybody had a good day. My day was very, very long, but it was blessed still. Long but blessed still. All right. So anybody who has any views on the president-elect and what you think is going to transpire, please call in. I would love to hear from you so you can express yourself if you feel some type of way. By all means, call in. This is what I'm here for. This is what the show was created to give people a voice to be heard and express themselves without having to be censored or cut off because you can't say this, you can't say this. For all radio show, this is a show where you can express yourself, how you feel, like it is. Because that's what happened to me. I got shut down from being able to express myself with the newspapers and even with the governor, Governor Jack Markell. He didn't want to hear me. None of them wanted to hear me. All they wanted to do was pretty much take my paperwork and say, shut up, keep it moving. We're still going to do what we want to do. So it doesn't matter how many times you write or say something. We still won't screw you over because that's exactly what they did. So that's why I said, I feel how the protesters feel. I mean, it's a hurtful thing to see that man with those type of point of views is sitting in that, is about to be our president. Really, though? Really? You don't know the first thing about running the government. That man is dumb as hell. Well, excuse me. Y'all can see how I feel about it. Just by how I just said it. But, I mean, all I can do is keep it real. That's my main focus. All I can do is keep it real. So it is what it is. Like Governor Jack Markell. Look who we had as a governor. That man there, boy. That's all right. I'm still looking into what I have to look into. I'm still going to find out if I can sue the governor. So like I state, to any lawyers out there or anyone who has any legal knowledge, please contact me, 323-642-1559. I would so greatly appreciate the information because I've called everywhere. I mean, myself and Ms. Gilchrist, other client, we called pretty much everywhere. Nobody knows that. The people in the governor's office ask them the same question. You know they're not going to say nothing. Because you know why? They don't want to get fired. They want to keep their job. I mean, it's understandable. It's hard to find a job out here nowadays now, a good paying job at that. So I can understand, but at the same time, I hear what they're saying, but at the same time, they're still going along with the problem that we have in our system. So they're part of the problem because they don't want to stand up and say, oh, that's wrong. Let me see what we can do. Nothing. Not a nada. Please bear with me because I just told you, I'm trying to get myself together as I'm doing this show That's how much I love doing this, because I'm able to express myself. Not even that, I'm able to talk to different people, see how different people feel. And that's another thing. That's going to be another segment that's coming into the show later on once I'm able to move around like I want to. I just want to see how everything's going to play out, because this is something that is going to have to definitely sit back and see. In January, he's going to be in the office. He's going to be officially in the office in January. He's already went to go meet President Obama. He's already been briefed on, Donald Trump has already been briefed on pretty much classified information. I mean, his best friend is Putin, for God's sake. What the world? Putin and Donald Trump. Oh, it's going to be a stinker up in the White House. Stinker, stinker, stinker. This man about to do his own thing. He ain't got time with some Republicans. Some Republicans just got played big time. They ain't nothing yet. They really about to meet their match. Really about to meet their match. Well, I'm going to give you an update on Mia's case. This is how corrupt the system is down here. When it comes to Mia's case, you have two lawyers. You have lawyers, judges at Kent County Family Court, Director of Operations, Melissa Ziegler. All these people failed to report the bailiff improper behavior. He exposed my daughter, which is his granddaughter, who's 14 years old, mentally challenged, to pornography. How in the world are they going to allow these judges to recuse themselves and not even say anything about it? Even my own lawyer, she was like, oh, well, you know what I mean? We can't worry about what other people do within their home. I had to tell her, I said, excuse me? I'm telling you that my daughter was exposed by her grandfather having pornography on the TV. I've seen it myself when I was 16 years old when I was dating his son at the same time. The first time I've ever seen it, just by flipping through the channels, trust me. And I know my daughter, she's a TV addict. She loves the TV. She knows how to work these remotes. And she's like, oh, well, I mean, we can't really say, because a lot of grown folks who watch that type of stuff. I said, yes, I understand that. But still, I didn't even pay her no mind what she talk about. Like, I kept telling her. I said, well, who's going to do the right thing? Who's going to protect the court? She was like, well, how do we need to protect the court? I said, well, you got a man up there who's a pervert. Who knows what kind of porn he look at? Boy, let me say something. County got a lackadaisical, incompetent commissioner who doesn't care about nothing. She don't care about upholding the rule of law. She just cares about getting to the next level, and that's it. So she can go ahead and retire. Oh, this is going to be a bumpy, bumpy, bumpy road for a bumpy road, because she wasn't doing what's right. She just wanted to do the easy stuff, just to get by, slide on by. Can't keep doing that for years, Ms. Gilchrist. Your time is approaching. That woman there, boy. I mean, she has a whole lot of errors that she's done on different people's documents. What in the world does Kent County Family Courthouse, do they think they're going to get? They're going to get the same foolishness. Same foolishness is going to start popping up, a whole bunch of errors. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, we should listen to them ladies. They knew what they were talking about. Of course they knew. They had evidence. Governor Markell retaliated, made her commissioner anyway because I was complaining, because Ms. Gilchrist, other client, was complaining. I mean, what the world? Why would you do that? Why would you not say, let me hold up, let me investigate, see what's this about, slotting her in there, in that position? It wasn't like they were hurting for no judges or no commissioner, excuse me. Corrupt system we have in Delaware. Delaware is corrupt. Very, very corrupt. They don't try to let you do nothing.
And the newspapers are the worst. They are the worst newspapers in Delaware. They are what I call blockers. They block you from trying to put anything out there of your own opinion. You're supposed to have freedom of speech. They do not allow you to have freedom of speech. Because I haven't heard from neither one of those editors, Jim Lee from the Dover Post and Andy West from Delaware State News. I mean, the one in Smyrna, the Chronicles, that's ran by the Dover Post, Jim Lee. He runs all six publications, all the way down to Sussex County. And didn't want what I had. Going to sit there and help. They going to sit there and help me critique it, cut this out. You got too much of this. Take this out. And still didn't do bull. That was nasty. That was very, very nasty. One thing you can't do is do wrong with people. It's not nice. It's not nice. Comes back on you anyway. It's just sad. I spoke to someone today who, I mean, they voiced their feelings to me and told me that they were pretty much a little down, a little depressed because Donald Trump is the president. They can't believe that Americans put Donald Trump into the presidency. Yeah, I mean, everybody has different reactions towards this. Of course. I'm just like, it's going to be what it's going to be. Just got to sit back and watch and see. That's it. That's all we can do. That's all we can really do as that's all we can do. If y'all got a better idea, please call in and let me know what else we can do. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's all we can do. These some treacherous people, man. You see how they lit that board up to be red. They said, we don't want these Democrats in here. They ain't going to be taking over. They did not want that. I know. If they can sit there and start rallying behind Donald Trump when they thought they was about to lose, they put everything they had into him. They said, oh, yeah. We're going to make sure he gets this election so we can make sure we still got our seats to sit on so we can still have this power and this money and do whatever we want to do. That's how they are. That's exactly how they are. That's why I told y'all, if y'all want to see how they are, they have a show called House of Cards. House of Cards depicts how the White House operates to the T with the corruption, everything. So, y'all want to see something? Check that out on Netflix. It's called House of Cards. Because, you know, you're taking the time out your busy day just to tune in to the show, so I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And if you'd like to speak, please let me know. I'm going to check the lines now. So bear with me if you hear a moment of silence because I'm checking the lines. I'm new to this, so I'm working on it. I'm going to get a little bit of music on here for y'all so you can listen to while I'm doing my thing. Just thought I'd let you know. I don't mind being open and honest, you know what I'm saying? That's me anyway, so hey, let it rip all the way. And boom. And I appreciate you all for listening. There's so much stuff that's going on out there. I mean, I can talk for days. There's so much going on out there. You got people sitting there, you got black people just still getting shot by the police left and right. I seen that some black guy got shot, I don't know what, in South Carolina, somewhere down in the Carolinas, got shot up by the police. I believe it was road rage. Like, Lord have mercy. It's already starting. It's already starting. nowadays you just gotta tell your kids, you gotta tell them they gotta be sensible. Definitely gotta tell them about the police too, man. Can't sugarcoat stuff. That's one thing you cannot do is sugarcoat anything for your children. Give it to them raw, real, and uncut. They're gonna find out anyway on the street when they go outside the house. So it doesn't matter. These kids nowadays, their minds is way evolved now. Way evolved. Technology world about to come into play. That right there is a whole other spectrum. A whole other spectrum. Donald Trump got all these businesses, so what do y'all, I mean, how do y'all feel about that? Don't he got to get rid of all these businesses that he has? I would think so. But is he willing to? He done broken all the rules, so, I mean, that's a doozy. I got to wait and see that one. I'm definitely got to wait and see that one. Now, he looked like the type of selfish Jew don't ain't trying to give up nothing, but he got to. He's gonna have to. He can't run an empire and run the United States of America now. It's not happening. Not happening. Not happening at all. And with him, he's gonna kick up a stink. He's gonna be like, y'all better let me run my empire. Who knows? But either way, I mean, Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He's going to be who he wants to be, who he is. He's not who he wants to be, who he is. He's not about to let nobody tell him how to be, how to live, how to do this, how to... What? That man about to go nuts up in here. Nuts. Buddy, you heard it here on Oprah All Radio Show. Donald Trump is going to go nuts. Because that man is the evil as it gets. He don't care about no people. He don't see people. He see dollar signs. That man don't see people. He sees dollar signs. Shoot. That's all he worry about, filling them pockets, so he can do whatever he want to do, like he's been doing for all these years. Even with them women he groped and raped, whatever he did to them. Where they go? I made their statement and that's it. That's it. Where they at? What you doing? I mean, what's going on? I don't get it. I might have to call Miss Gloria and find out some things. But I don't get it. I truly don't. Yeah, you know what? That would be a good idea. She might know some other things. Who knows? Where are these women? They came out during the election, said all of this, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, yeah, where are they? You don't hear a peep out of them now. Not a peep. He hasn't said anything about suing them, and I don't think anybody said anything about Hillary. Hillary going to jail. Now, a lady gave an email address, a website, excuse me, to where the links are for Clinton and Bill Clinton are in a human sex trafficking scandal. That was not brought to the forefront. That was pretty much stacked on. This is what I'm saying. Don't nobody want to bring stuff up when it comes to doing the right thing. Pretty much. And that's what they did. They didn't say it. They did. And these are some heinous crimes, too. So, it's just sad, like, people, that they've been getting away with. Are you that? Nobody's above the law. Nobody is above the law. So, it's really ridiculous to hear, to even hear people. Both of these candidates that we had, I'm just so frustrated with that whole election. I mean, y'all can hear the frustration coming through my voice. I'm frustrated with the election. I don't get it. I truly don't get it. Like, how can this man be our president? I know I said it is what it is. We got to just sit back and take it for what it is. That's fine. But I just want the protesters to know, please,
Violence is not going to do anything. If you want to do something, get your paper and pen. Get to work. Get the paper and pen. Get to work. Write, call, talk to you. Got to talk to. Because that's what I'm doing with my own case with my daughter. I mean, she's 14 years old. She's mentally challenged. The state, she's in a state custody. The state then, I mean, they then transported her. She was shackled. She was chained up. I mean, she was like an animal. She was like an animal. Not even that. She was exposed to pornography. How can you not report how can you not report somebody that's done that? I don't understand it. I really don't get it. That's all right. Got to do what I got to do. If they don't want to do it, by all means, I'm going to make sure I do what I have to do. I got to fight for what's right, and I'm going to continue to fight for what's right. As long as I have breath in my body, I got to fight for what's right. That's why I say I encourage others to fight for what's right. That's the only way change is going to come about. You got to keep fighting for what's right. You cannot give up. You give up, you give up the hope. Give up the hope. And we got to keep the faith. Got to keep moving. Got to keep moving. But I just can't believe all these King County Family Court judges just recused themselves and just said, oh, let me not get talked. Let me not touch that. You know why they didn't want to touch it? Because they do the same thing probably themselves. Do the same exact thing. To each his own, that's your business. But when you start exposing kids, that's a whole nother spectrum. That's a whole nother world you getting into that definitely needs to be handled. And you can't still sit up in a family court doing that type of stuff. That man got to go. He got to go. He has to go. He has to go. And I'm going to find out a way how to find with the situation, because there's no way that should have went untouched. No way whatsoever. No way. So if there's anyone out there who knows or has knowledge of any legal knowledge, please call in 323-642-1559. I would so greatly appreciate your knowledge, your experience, your words of advice. I mean, anything you have to offer, it would be greatly appreciated. Now I'm going to take a couple seconds just to go to the lines because I see we have new callers on. So bear with me just for a couple seconds. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Hi,
yep, can you hear me now?
Hmm?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Sorry about the whole situation we got there. It's really sad to hear that. I hope it's working out. I don't really have a legal stance to be able to comment on what you can and can't do.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Your phone is breaking. Now, say it again.
Yes, I don't have the legal background to give you, like, advice on what to do. I just feel bad that that happened, and I hope that the situation gets resolved. But I was actually hoping to talk to you about the election and what happened.
Oh, about the election, yes. Okay.
Yeah, I just, I'm still here. I just feel like the media, this entire thing is the media's fault. And what I mean by that is that the media demonized Trump to such an extent that now people are having these, like, panic attacks, like, this is the worst thing ever, when in reality, this is just a repeat of what happened back in 1980, where you had Jimmy Carter as president, who was a Democrat, and the country was going dramatically to the left from a political standpoint, and so you had the what was called the silent majority rose up, and they voted Reagan overwhelmingly, much to the surprise of the media, and at the same time, people were protesting. All the universities are protesting. Exactly the same thing we're seeing now. So this is just a repeat of history. Nothing, it's like, but the media, you know, they just manipulate people. It's ridiculous.
Which is true. I mean, you have both sides. They did it with Clinton. I mean, they made her look one way. They made Trump look one way. But at the same time, Trump is still going to be who he is. He has certain views that I don't agree with. Like I say, I don't vote for neither one of the candidates, so I mean, I hear what you're saying. I hear you. But the people, I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be what it is. So all they
I just wanted to ask you, like, what specific actual policy or plan that Trump is presenting that he wants to do you really have a disagreement with? Because, like, I don't really see anything that's negative, to be honest.
Well, okay, for instance, I don't really, he hasn't really came out with any clear plan, but as far as the immigration goes.
Well, he did, by the way, I just wanted to clarify. Just the media didn't report it, but he came out several times and gave a very extensive, detailed plan. And if you want to know it, all you have to do is look up his speech at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where he gave his first 100 days, what he's going to do, and he laid out most of his policy plans. And he did also at the Detroit Economic Forum. But yeah, go ahead. I just want to clarify that for everyone. Just the media
didn't report
that.
And thank you very much for the clarification. But the one thing I did look up was his the immigration. Now, I'm not too sure on this, but as far as how he's going to do certain things, but my whole thing is, like, what is he going to do with the family members who brought their children over here, who had their children here, who are citizens, but their parents are not citizens? Is he going to just send them home? I mean, that's an issue that I know I've heard a lot on the street that people worry about.
Yeah, he's actually evolved on that issue quite a bit. And the position that he came to finally was this, is that any illegal immigrant who's engaging in criminal activity, whether it's a felony or multiple misdemeanors, will be deported. And then those who are basically, like you're talking about, who are just coming here to work and have family, and those ones, if we can establish that they've been in America for X number of years, whether it's 5 years or 10 years, and that they actually have a provable work history, that they've actually been working, so those people that have families, they'll put together some type of a program to get them, first of all, to get them work visa, for one, which you've got to make them legally in the country, otherwise you're violating the law. But that's step one. Step two would be, if they haven't committed any crimes, then there's a potential for them to try to gain access to get a visa. But that's basically where it's at. But he's still in the position that any illegal immigrant that commits a crime, whether felony or misdemeanors, will be deported immediately. And if they come back again and repeat the crimes, they're going to get a minimum 5-year sentence. So, and I'm with them on that. That should be the case, because it's ridiculous that we've got illegal immigrants who can commit crimes, for example, like how that young child was murdered by an illegal immigrant, and the person got off and didn't even go to prison. Like, that's crazy. So,
yes.
It has to be done, you know? And that was a black. I know. And the funny thing is, the media didn't say it was a black child that was killed, and his father came out, and it was like the media didn't even want to talk to him because it destroyed their narrative of what this is. What the liberal media does all the time. That's what drives me crazy. They try to victimize people for their own political gain, not because they care about the actual people, but it's for their own liberal ideological view. Like, they like to victimize blacks, victimize women, victimize everybody, not because they care, but because they just want to use them for their own political problems. And I'm tired of how they manipulate our people, like abortion, right? Like, I'm blown away by how many black girls, especially black women, I meet now, that are pro-choice. And I say to them, do you even understand the history of abortion and what it was designed to do? Like that Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood, they designed abortion to kill us, to reduce our population. That was the entire purpose of it. And but yet people go along with this. Why? Because the Democrats have took over the minds of our people, man. It's sad. And they've destroyed us. Their welfare program is designed to get the black father out of the home. It's literally just made to destroy the black family. Yet we continually support them. I have no idea why. I'm amazed. You know? I don't know if people, do people not research? Do they not know that it's the Democrats that brought in the Black Code, that brought in the Jim Crow laws, that it was the Democrats that actually got rid of the Civil Rights Act and the Enforcement Act of 1871 and 1875? That it was the Democrats that, when the Republicans were actually going to give black people in the South reparation, that the Democrats destroyed that, took the deeds away, and confiscated the land. No one talks about these things.
Nope,
I'm
no one
like,
talks about it.
You know?
But it's a very good documentary called 13 that definitely does talk about that, and they definitely do talk about the Democrats, like where everything started from back then, because they everything is geared towards Republicans. And I was just watching it yesterday, and what you just said, they say the same thing. But they were talking about how they were talking about Clinton. They were talking about Clinton when he brought into that law where all these jail cells pretty much got built and all these pretty much black people were put into the jail. When crack came on the scene and the drugs, I mean, that documentary, I recommend it to anyone. It's called 13.
Yeah.
And it talks
that's
about
a good one.
Just what you said with the Democrats. They talk about just
right.
What you just said.
There's another new one, too, that you definitely should check out. It's called Hillary's America. If you ever get a chance, it's brand new. It's really well made. And if you ever get a chance to check that one out, too, I definitely recommend it. It's called Hillary's America.
Hillary's America?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Hillary's America. So for all you listeners, you should definitely check that one out because I'm definitely going to go search for it myself this evening. Hillary's America. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And I appreciate your everything you said. I mean, I appreciate it. It was a blessing. And the people definitely need to hear the truth.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you for having me, Agent. I appreciate it. You know, my thoughts and prayers are with you and your whole situation. That was really heartbreaking. Yeah. I really hope that can come to a resolution. That's unbelievable.
Okay.
Like, how they're getting away with that, I have no idea.
They cannot get away with that. They cannot continue to turn a blind eye. That's why I said I have to continue to use my pen and my paper and continue to voice myself, you know what I mean? Because the newspapers, they didn't want to hear from me. They pretty much turned me away. They shut me down, the newspapers. No radio station wanted to hear what I had to say. Turn me away. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do for your own self in order for a change to come about. But in order for justice, you got to continue to fight. The right way, without violence.
Did you?
Some people
did you
say
try contacting the Southern Justice Law and Poverty? Did you try contacting them because usually, in cases like these, they can do cases pro bono, free of charge if it's something that they feel like is unjust.
No, I did not. You said it's called the Southern Justice Law.
Yeah, Southern Justice Law and Poverty. But the last part of the name, I'm not sure, but it's Southern Justice Law. And they usually, like these type of cases, they usually take it on. And they're good at really getting to it. But, like, there was no one in the, like, well, if you don't mind me asking, like, where do you live? Are there no, like, community organizations that you can connect with that can try to help you get legal help? Or?
I live in Delaware. And I've called.
Okay.
So many different places. I mean, I even called down to the Department of Justice, the Civil Rights Disabilities Act. I've called Civil Rights Public Trust, and they transferred me over to someone in Delaware. The person did call me, but I've never heard back from that same person. And I called, left messages, nothing.
Wow. What about the NAACP chapter in Philadelphia? Did you try contacting them?
Oh, let me tell you about them. Contacted them when my daughter was on runaway status.
Yeah.
Contacted the head of the NAACP in Delaware, in Dover, Delaware. And the man, after I told him everything that was going on, he asked me, well, what do you want me to do? So I was blown away myself. I asked him, I said, well, you have resources that I might not know of, so this is why I'm reaching out to you, because a coworker of mine, she gave me the number to him because she's in the NAACP. So she was like, okay, well, you need to contact him. He knows about different things. Got nowhere. Nowhere was the name. And I have his name written down, so my next segment, I will definitely let everybody know exactly who he is.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I mean, they didn't even say anything. They didn't refer you to anyone. what he just, what, just said good luck? I mean, what did he think?
Hello, sir?
Yep. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. I thought I lost the connection just now.
Oh, sorry about that. I think it might have been me. No, I was just asking you, after you talked to him, I mean, he didn't refer you to anyone, or did he give you any type of advice at all? I mean, did he say anything?
He didn't give me any type of advice at all. He just kept asking me, he was like, well, what do you want me to do? And I'm telling the man, okay, well, this is what's going on. I told him about my daughter with her grandfather at the family courthouse with the pornography. I mean, the man had nothing for me. He had absolutely no avenues. I mean, so it was only one conversation I've had with him, and I've never heard from him ever again. And I've never called him ever again because, I mean, I got nowhere. I had to keep on moving. Got nowhere. So I was shocked myself, and this was supposed to be the head of the NAACP at that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't even know how to say it. That's unbelievable. If anybody, you would think that's the one place that you should give always. Wow.
That's what I thought, too. I thought I was going to get somewhere. I mean, I went before City Hall. I avoided my city hall. I went right. I didn't do anything either. I haven't heard from him. The mayor, all he said was, oh, we're going to help you. We're going to make sure we do all we can do. I haven't heard from them people. They all talk. They're all talk. And because we were on the television, that's probably why the only reason he said, oh, we're going to, you know, said what he had to say, but didn't do anything. Nothing whatsoever. Even the chief of police, nothing whatsoever of Dover, Delaware.
Wow.
I need these people to know, like, the people that we voted into office,
Yeah. No, I was going to say maybe, that's what I was saying, maybe the chapter in Philadelphia would be better because, you know, being in Philly, I think they'd have more resources and more connections than the chapter in Delaware.
Probably so. I'll definitely reach out to them tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I hope, I would think of anybody, I mean, they got, I mean, that's one of the biggest chapters in the country, the one in Philadelphia. If they don't do anything, then we really got a problem.
Wow. I'm praying. Let me make sure I got the last one from you. Make sure I got it right, because that's what I definitely need to look up. You said the Southern Justice.
Yeah, it's Southern Justice Poverty and Law Center. That's the name. I just mixed up the last two words. Southern Justice Poverty and Law Center.
All right, that's the question. Oh, my goodness. That was awesome. Now, do you mind if I ask you your name?
Yeah, my name is Mike.
Okay, Mike. I appreciate you, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
And I appreciate the comments. Anytime, like I said, I'm always on here at 6:30 every single night, so you can tune in if you want to voice yourself, express yourself, and anything we're talking about, by all means. That's what I'm here for, so you can be able to talk without having to be shut down. Because sometimes people want to say, oh, well, don't do that. It's your opinion. You have a right to your opinion.
You know, that's great. Thank you so much. It's really awesome. Thank you again for having me on. And I really hope this thing can get resolved. And definitely keeping my thoughts and prayers. And just have a good night. And God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. All right. And thank you, Mr. Mike. That was very, very, I appreciate the information that you gave. I appreciate it. Southern Justice Poverty and Law Center. I will be calling them first thing in the morning. And, yes, you heard it right here. I contacted the head of the NAACP in the Dover, Delaware chapter, and man said, well, what do you want me to do? He had nothing for me. Show is winding down, and I'm sorry I didn't have any other chance to take any other callers, but please tune in tomorrow, same time, 6:30, each and every night, broadcasting live. Thank you so much. God bless, and have a good night.